Hey, this is DJ Pekas for Greenlight Radio. I'm here with Baby Baby at Riot Fest. How's everybody doing today?
Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Woo-hoo. Pretty well.
Good, I guess. You know what I mean?
All right, there's like 50 of you. What are your names?
I'm Sean Ming. I play bass.
I'm Grant. I play drums.
I'm Ryan. Play keys.
Fontez. I play guitar.
He also sings sometimes. I'm Colin. I play percussion.
Cool. And, okay, so you guys have been labeled rock, pop punk, and a bunch of other things.
Fun
what
rock.
Fun rock, party rock. What genre do you guys identify with the most?
Fun rock. It takes all the most fun things about music and, like, gets inspired by. You can't see my quotations with my fingers. And then puts it into a ball and rock that. You know what I mean?
I prefer vegan circus folk. That's the niche market that we're going for.
Hey, that's perfect for Boulder. Your new album, Big Boy Baller Club, was released in April. Have you guys been on tour since then?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the tour started off one way, and then, like, through perseverance and hard work and awesome people happen to sound like Red Bull. Shouts out to Red Bull. Things have gotten so much better and so much more beautiful. Now we're here in Denver, and I have a backpack full of love balls, so that's great.
Love balls, dude.
And those are cool. So.
You get those at sex shop?
Yeah, are those like anal beads or are those like pot food?
Love buds? You mean love buds?
Love buds.
Love
buds.
Love buds. He's talking about cannabis.
So. Okay, I gotcha. What's what we're known for. How long are you guys going to stay on tour? When do you guys finish?
You're
done? Awesome. Heading home.
4:30, 4:45. Oh, no, we're here.
We
got Run the Jewels coming up. We're going on tour with them. Sounds like. And then we got opening for Bad Religion in early November in LA. So
awesome.
I'd say that's about when it kind of starts to slow down.
Yeah. Right now, it's like a lot of weekend trips. Last week, we did a 6-day tour up to the Chicago Rock Fest, which was awesome. And then now it's like weekend dates for a while, then Run the Jewels tour, which is like 6-7 shows with them.
And then Reptar next week. In Athens.
Yeah, it's kind of like all over.
Yeah, you guys are everywhere. What's been your favorite stop on the tour so far, and why?
Oh, man. I'm about to say Denver.
Don't lie.
So far. I haven't even played yet, and it's been pretty wild.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like I got a golden ticket, and I'm in Willy Wonka's factory.
I keep looking over my shoulder like, what? Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The jig is up.
Is this, I know there were like 30,000 in Toronto, they're gripping Chicago. Is this like the biggest festival you played before, or have you done bigger?
We played with Kanye, but there was 5 people in our set.
Yeah.
More than five.
55.
Yeah. Compared to Kanye, the ratio was... Obviously.
Yeah.
But we like to say we opened for Kanye. Technically. You know, like 100-150 yards away on a different stage.
This will technically be our third time playing with the National, too.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
And second time with Weezer, technically.
In a fake empire.
You guys actually headlined it over Weezer because they played last night, right?
I mean,
technically, they opened for you. You know?
I like the way you think, yeah. They set the stage, they warmed it up.
That was really nice of them.
What's been your favorite band to tour with so far?
Ryan's post electronica band. We were talking about it.
My post electronica band.
Here to talk about it is the man himself.
Okay. No answer. Plead the fifth. I don't have post electronica band. That's why.
Is post electronica even a thing yet?
Be
I think that's where it's just silent.
Give it time. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just nothing.
Wait, okay.
Post electronica is when electronica band, like, there's a power outage.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Fuck, we can't do anything now.
Or the MacBook crashes.
Yeah.
What are your musical influences as far as your music?
Very diverse.
Nirvana? Okay.
Oh, Simple Plan. Simple Plan. This guy right here.
Anthony.
This.
Circus Survive, shout out.
Oh yeah, we saw them in Chicago. Paul chatted with him for a bit. I love Weezer personally. The guy kids I grew up loving, so that was super cool to play with them in Chicago.
And now, how do you guys go about like writing a song? Who does what?
We write, we get in the room and then we write that motherfucker. Then come out and then we say, that sucks. We get back in there and write it again.
It's kind of a musical fight club.
Absolutely.
We get in there and just beat the shit out of you. Well,
you broke the first rule.
Yeah. Oh, guys!
That's what we're talking about.
You're getting beat down tonight.
Right. Oh, shit.
That's literal.
Can't be arranged.
Grant's wearing two different socks right now.
That's
Grant never matches socks.
It's because I wear flip-flops 24/7.
Right? Your feet would have been burning, so that's good. What's a real good up-and-coming band from Atlanta where you guys are from?
Ooh. Definitely shouts out to Oh Brother. They're doing big things. Yeah, I don't know about up-and-coming. Are you saying, like...
You know, like
I mean, on the world
time.
Scene, they're up-and-coming.
Right.
You know, but they've been to Europe, like, 5 times, so, you know.
Places to Hide is, like, a punk band I love. They're friends of mine. They're super good. They're, like... played some rad shows. They're playing the Fest in Gainesville, Florida.
Nice.
They're opening for Joyce Manor tonight in Atlanta. But yeah, they do great
ooh,
stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Pillage and Plumber. Rest in peace.
Plumber. Pillage and Plumber.
Pillage and Plunder. Rest in peace.
I used to play in a band called Pillage and Plunder. Yay, Pirates.
Yeah.
Was that pirate funk?
It was, no, it was like proggy rock kind of, yeah.
Cool.
Cabaret.
All right. Yeah. Individually, last album you listened to?
Ooh, the whole thing?
Whole thing.
The whole thing.
She's amazing.
Let's see. The Griswolds. Just check the whole thing out. It's pretty good.
I've just been listening to the Used's new album.
The first one and the second one only.
No, the newest one that just came out. Yeah, getting ready for being here.
Apple wanted me to listen to the new UT album. I was like, nah. No thanks,
yeah.
Apple. Good on that.
Mine, Tears for Fears, Songs from the Big Chair. Love that album. I did Alt-J. It's really fun.
And what can we expect next from Baby Baby?
Same thing we do every night. Try and take over the world.
And see.